Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Celebrity confessions today, starting with Jessica Simpson. Jessica reveals she was heartbroken when she learned about her ex-husband Nick Lachey moving on with Vanessa Minnillo. Just months after their split, she wrote, "I'm sad and beyond belief, alone in the dark, with no one to call my own." Now, this is all from a new excerpt from her paperback edition of Jessica's memoir, shared by Entertainment Tonight. In the book, Jessica also writes about her struggles with alcohol, sexual abuse. How do you think Eric feels about all of this, especially the new revelations? Well, Jess told Good Morning America this.
After every therapy session I would have and the journal entries I would go through, I would share with him. And then it just ended up becoming a memoir. And he's a very open person like I am. And he supported it. He read every chapter with me. He cried with me. Wow. He laughed when I didn't. He's very supportive and he's very proud.
Wow. Well, I'm happy that she has Eric's full support.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
You know, when you ask somebody something and they just kind of sort of feel like they have to go with the flow and they give you that high pitch? Yeah.
You know, yeah. You give that to me all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but I know that that means, like, I'm not 100% okay with it, but I'm going to support you during this thing that you're going through.
Right.
This sharing of your emotions, because I know it's therapeutic for you. And as your husband, yeah, I'm gonna ride with you and I'm gonna be there with you. I just don't know if you had to put the thing in about your ex-husband. That's a thing that maybe you shouldn't have put
but
in.
But if she would have left that out, that's such a big part. And in fact, the fact that it was a later excerpt, almost, you know, going further into a relationship with Nick, it was almost like people read the memoir and were saying, I needed more Nick. I needed more Nick. I needed more Nick. And she thought, well, you know, if I'm going to sell a little bit more, let me just add another chapter.
I think that was the publisher saying, yo, we're going to need
one more
heartbreak on it.
Absolutely.
You know, the one person I actually feel for the most is Vanessa, because she's been happily married with Nick for a very long time. And she didn't, you know, there is obviously ex-wife baggage that comes anytime you are marrying somebody who's been divorced sometimes. But I think, you know, especially since there was no children between Nick and Jessica, you think that you won't hear about it anymore. And the fact that she's, like, been married this long, has children with Nick, and she's still hearing about the man's ex-wife, you're kind of like, okay, Jessica.
Are you going to tell me that certain nights she doesn't think about Nick?
Jessica?
Yes.
All the time.
She puts Nick's face
too much. That's too much. She does not do that.
I guarantee you that Jessica Simpson, some nights, just to get through it, puts Nick's face on air.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Don't we all put Nick's face on somebody? I think that Bob Wire tattoo all the time.
I use Nick all the time.
So, you know, what she talked about, though, was super relatable. I mean, like, you guys all get a little sad whenever your ex moves on.
Here's the deal. No matter how sad you get about an ex moving on, mm-hmm. the first rule is never let that person know how sad you are.
What if it's years later and you've remarried and you have children?
I don't care. Unless you're offering me $100,000 to tell the world what's going on,
I guess that's
you
what
will
happened.
Never, ever hear about it. Yeah. Even when, like...
Not with a man.
Not
you know
with
how
a man.
Y'all are.
Not with a man. And even when my girlfriends are going through some things, or, like, my gay friends are going through some breakups... I don't care if those people checked into Betty Ford, if they lost their houses, if they can't get out of bed for 17 days. If I see their ex or one of their ex's friends and they say, oh, how's Carissa? Oh, she bomb. She is skinny. She is dating a billionaire.
She's happy.
She is happy. She's in Miami. Meanwhile, you down the street eating bonbons on your couch watching Ally McBeal. But that should not come up.
Yeah.
But there are... I think every one of my exes, I don't know about you, do you think about, well, you definitely can't answer, but are there exes that you kind of think about? And the true test is if you run into an ex, do you get butterflies? That's the test.
No, you know
that's
what?
That's the test, and what does it mean if you do? You still
have feelings?
You
still have feelings.
Still have feelings, yes.
No. You know, my ex, when I run into him, what's interesting is I have a sense of, oh, you know you messed up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I see him and I see his face and the, like, reaction that he gets when we run into each other, that makes me feel good about myself.
That's like a high.
That's a high. But I will say, for me, my ex moved on pretty quickly after we broke up, and it almost helped me to not stay in the breakup blues.
Right. Mm.
It was like, okay, he moved on. There's no chance of you guys getting back, so you got to put one foot in front of the other. And that, to me, was, like, the turning point.
Yeah.
Is there a sense that you don't even want your exes to be successful? Every time an ex of mine gets a little more successful, I'm like, gonna.
I'm with that. I'm like, oh no, he's winning.
He's winning.
No, are you crazy? By the way, if your ex has a bad score, that means you dated somebody that has a bad score.
You're right. I don't want them to fail at life. I want them to succeed their goals. I just don't want them to overachieve. You know, it's just like, you know,
Please be happy. Don't be happier or better than me. Don't let your house be bigger, because I don't want your new girl or your new wife to be happier or be more successful riding in the nice car when you had me in the hoopty.
No.
It's all about timing, Kim. It's all about timing.
It is. Ego.
You dated
also.
When they were a boy. Now they're a man.
But maybe you made them grow up. And they had to fly away. That's how I always think about it.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of fixing men up for other women.
Right?
Absolutely sick
of it. I sometimes want to go up to, like, an ex's new wife and be like, you're welcome.
Send her
I was the practice run.
Send her invoice.
That is so funny.
You know, she's going to make a few more bucks and we get a little bit more about Nick. I kind of just feel for Vanessa and all this. I'm like, poor girl.
Vanessa's fine, honey. She with Nick.
All right, Kylie Jenner is hitting back at the hater. She faced backlash after encouraging fans to donate to a makeup artist's medical bills on a GoFundMe page. So Kylie explained on her IG story they had already raised $6,000. So I put in $5,000 to reach their original goal. And I thought that I'd just post on my stories to gain more awareness if anyone also felt compelled to share or donate. Anyone that knows me knows that I do things from the heart and I try to be helpful whenever I can be. So all this backlash came because people said, you know, you're a billionaire. Why are you posting a GoFundMe page? You could write this all off, all of his medical bills in one check. You can afford to do that. Why are you asking to raise money on a GoFundMe page?
Stay out of her business. If she wants to give money, let her give money. And plus, if she posts something, that's better than her giving money. And these medical bills could extend that. We don't know what his problem is. People are always in somebody else's pocket. And what I heard through the grapevine is that it wasn't even her makeup artist.
Exactly.
Tell it.
It was a friend of her makeup artist's.
And
I hate when celebrities give or try to do something nice because people online always say, that's nice, but you could have done more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for her, feeling compelled to share so other people could feel compelled to share as well was the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And giving $5,000, I would accept $5,000 from somebody with a whole heart.
Let's also remember she gave $1 million to coronavirus vaccine research. She gave $1 million to the Australian wildfires. I mean, the woman is extremely generous. And I think, you know, that's the hard part about being a celebrity is you know, every cause, you know, says, like, you know, if you really are going to be that rich, what are you going to do with that money, you know? And sometimes it feels like never enough until the person goes bankrupt. And I'm not saying, like, you know, $1 billion goes a long way. I completely understand
but
that.
But we don't know her bills and overhead of private jets and boyfriends and children, animals and land. We don't know how many properties. We don't know her overhead.
But we also don't know how much anybody's giving either. And I hate exactly. that we live in a society that if you're not giving publicly, that means you're not giving at all. You know what I mean? Because a lot of celebrities do things under the table because of this reason, because of the, oh my God, you didn't give enough.
Do you think it's just, it looks bad for any billionaire to post a GoFundMe page, promote a GoFundMe page? Do you think that's just a bad look?
Not at all.
No, because there is value in her post.
Yeah.
That's the difference. If she just gave $5,000 and then she sat at home and she put value on the post, because other, we don't know, it could have been other billionaires clicking in, millionaires,
right.
other people giving money that have them. It's not like maybe it was somebody who's barely making their rent and they're like, oh yeah, because Kylie said do this, I'm doing it. No, she posted it, made awareness. If it was in your heart.
And now, now the guy's at almost $100,000.
Exactly.
Would he be at $100,000 if other people didn't feel compelled to share that story?
I just think when someone's trying to do a good thing, for some reason, the society, especially lately, it's just, nobody wants to accept it's a good thing. Everybody wants to make a controversy out of everything. And I think this was Kylie legitimately just trying to do a good thing.
Now, if she was like new Birkin bag, who this? Go after her. Go after her ass. Like, y'all eat her alive. Like, y'all ate Cardi B alive for posting, should I buy this new Birkin bag during the coronavirus?
Right, when people surely, are struggling.
Yes, I was surely like, okay, you can't be mad at that, sis. You put that up.
I mean, you gotta think about it. If something happened to you, you are definitely going to post something. I'm going to tag Kylie and all the Kardashians. Let me get a GoFundMe and I need some help. I'm gonna tag all of them. Hey, can all y'all give about $5,000
for the booty pad?
Yeah, I need I want my new booty. Now I wouldn't say that, but I'm saying when you have a tragedy and you need the money, who else would you hit up?
Amen.
All right, you guys, still ahead. We are hanging with Michelle Obama and talking marriage secrets, plus the actress who just revealed she was too competitive during her marriage and it ended up in divorce.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anna Faris says she was competitive with Chris Pratt and it hurt their marriage. She explained to Gwyneth Paltrow on her Anna Faris is Unqualified podcast. Listen.
I don't think we did a great job of eliminating competitiveness, or at least I didn't, you know, being a proud person and not wanting to reveal vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Any hint of competitiveness and comparison, mm-hmm. I didn't handle that very well, I don't think. And I hope I've grown from that.
That's huge. That's huge.
Ooh.
I'm going to give a little props to my buddy over here, because I'm pretty sure I've heard you say that in the past, that you thought that was the reason why they split. And looks like it was.
Wow.
Too. Anna says this was an issue in both of her marriages. Before Chris Pratt, Anna was married to actor Ben Indra. When she and Chris got together, she was more famous. And then Guardians of the Galaxy happened and his career skyrocketed. So, do you think that would be hard to deal with, Kim? Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Huh?
You gave the famous back in
Shady.
The day.
I'm still in that kind of situation. Yeah. Even with your friends, it's difficult. Yeah, your friends.
Do you think it's more difficult with friends than it is a partner?
No, it's more difficult with a partner because they see the auditions come in or they see the offers, they hear the money. Oh, it's rough, especially if the person's career is already, they're rolling, and then it dips, something happens
the
to
dip,
the show.
The dip.
And then yours does like this. It's a problem.
The dip.
Wow. It's the dip.
Well, so what is the way around that for, like, these couples that are in the same industry?
Don't marry somebody in the same industry.
I was about to say the same thing.
It's rough. some people can do it and manage it, but it's a rough. When you start off growing together, that's where it becomes. But if you meet each other at the top already, then it kind of works.
No, it doesn't work either there, because when you meet each other at the top and one person gets that slight
dip
and the other one's going still.
But if you've already made it, like we have some really famous couples and you've already made it, you know, you kind of sit back.
Like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yeah, it's like,
they're
you know
in different lanes, though.
They're in different lanes.
But they're both very famous.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to be the dude in the situation and you were that dude, you were the most famous man ever, and all of a sudden your wife is getting all these roles and you're just
J-Lo and A-Rod, hello. A-Rod was the man. I mean, he's still the man, but he was the man.
But he's more the man now because he's with her.
But again, that's also not acting and acting.
That's the thing.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we have some actors and actors. Tony Banderas and
Melanie Griffith.
Griffith, dear friend of mine. Hey, Mel.
Hey, Melanie Griffith.
You have to see, look at their career. I think they did well together.
I think they did well together. The problem with what happened with Anna Faris and Chris Pratt, and she probably hadn't even realized it yet, but I'm a doctor right now, is when you marry somebody and your man is normally home at 5 o'clock because he's on a series and, you know, he's a B-list actor, everyone knows him from The Office, but he's home every day at 5 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, you go from being at home every day at 5 o'clock to now you're filming around the world these three blockbusters, and I'm at home with the kid. And when I try to rev up and get my career going, it doesn't happen as easier. That's where the resentment comes in at. It's when you try to match that person because you're used to being, you know, the top dog in the relationship.
But you also might be the person. But you also might be the person who's tired now.
Yeah.
When you run that race in this business, as you know, you're running that race, and now I get a chance to sit back, just like the pandemic gave a lot of people. They're like, "Woo!" And I can wear a mask and go in the grocery store like a normal person.
Yeah.
Honey, this pandemic has been a curse and a blessing.
I was gonna say, don't you think? So I think it's just finding. Because I would think that there should be an understanding, knowing that all actors go through dips. Everybody in the entertainment industry isn't always consistently on a high.
But right? Take actor and actors out of it. If you're married to somebody and they go through a dip in their career, it's going to affect your marriage, no matter what it is.
They just
and
have to find happiness.
And have to find happiness.
Especially with men, because men, I'm going to say, what I'm saying is men, you know, that's what, no, because you know, you guys got to take care of the family. Y'all got that man thing. Like if I'm not doing anything, women, we're like, I can take care of the kids right now. I can sit back. But when you turn it around and say, no, you stay home and you take care of the kids, I'm going to go make this money. That's when you have that problem.
All right. Well, it worked out for the best of them. They both moved on, happier than ever.
Did they?
Yes.
Is she going to come out with a book like Jessica?
No, she sticks to the podcast, I think. All right. Coming up, Michelle Obama is telling Justin about the one thing she and Barack had to take away from their daughters. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's time to check out the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. Now, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift's friendship appears stronger than ever. In a rare move, Selena shared photos of them together along with Taylor's cat, Benjamin, on Instagram. She wrote, "Kinda miss this one. The photos are from 2019. Ladies, we need new ones." Vin Diesel's son is following in his father's footsteps. Variety says 10-year-old Vincent will make his acting debut in Fast and Furious 9, playing a younger version of his dad's character, Dominic. Now, he'll probably look a little younger because his part was filmed in 2019. The movie's expected to hit theaters in June. And the Oscars may be going hostless again. Deadline reports the plan for the telecast is to have high-profile presenters hand out statuettes on a rotating basis. It would be the third year in a row that the award show has had no host. We'll find out for sure when the Oscars airs April 25th on ABC. And that's your Hollywood Minute. And I said April twice. That's fine. Now, I just had Michelle Obama to dish about her husband, Barack. Apparently, the former prez knows how to throw down in the kitchen. Here's what she told me while promoting her new series, Waffles and Mochi. Mrs. O, I gotta know, when it comes to travel and it comes to that one place where you know you're gonna get that one meal, where is it?
You know what? I have to tell you, it's at home because we have, no, and it's not because I'm cooking, first of all. I mean, we have one of the best chefs, you know, a young man that's been with us, let me tell you, hats off to that dude.
Puts it down. You know,
people come to our house not to see me, but to eat his food.
You know how food can transform and transport people. When you're away from home, what's that one meal that you can put on a plate and you feel like you're back, you know, where you grew up?
Ooh, a little fried chicken and macaroni and cheese, maybe a biscuit or two. I don't know. That's me. What about you, Waffles and Mochi?
I mean, anything frozen reminds me of home, right? And the frozen.
Now, when you got married to Barack, did he have a few lessons already? Did he know the basics? And, or did you have to teach him everything?
No. He came cooking. But he had like sort of his three recipes. You know, he made a mean chili. He could do a good stir fry and great omelets. So he had kind of his sort of wheelhouse.
Yeah.
He stayed in that lane, you know. But he could cook.
Last question. Your two kids, how hard was it to get them in the kitchen when they were growing up?
You know, they were curious about cooking. One of my favorite stories, we had a period when we were really switching from, you know, food that you get in a box. We were really trying to make sure that our kids were eating fresh food. So we cleared out the refrigerator, and the one thing the kids wanted to keep was the boxed macaroni and cheese. They were like, Ma, don't make us throw this out. So the deal was, if you could take a block of cheese and turn it into the powder that comes in the box, then you can keep it. So Malia sidled up to the stove with a little butter knife and a block of cheese, and she cut and cut and she cut, and she couldn't turn it into powder because the powder's not real cheese. So
she couldn't keep it.
She couldn't keep it.
You know, maybe I should teach her how to use the cheese grater.
That's right. And that's what they learned. They learned that great macaroni and cheese, you can have great, creamy, delicious macaroni and cheese with real cheese and a grater, and it tastes just as good.
Chase and I watched that show last night. It's really cute.
It's super cute.
Yeah, a lot of kids, I think, are going to like this one.
I love how she was like, you know, I'm not cooking. I'm going to be straight up with everybody here. I'm not cooking. We have a good chef at our house. If people come over, they don't want to see me. I'm like, yeah, girl, you're not cooking.
I love it. Yeah, Josh and I, we met them at the Easter egg roll one year. It was so funny. First, we were at church with them. Barack had no idea, but Michelle and the babies turned around. They were like, that's Kim and Joshua, because I had the show on Raising Willie. They're like, hey. And they kept tapping their dad. Look, I swear, Barack turned around and did this. I was like,
I don't get it.
He was like,
first of all, how'd you get clearance into the White House with that felony?
It was fantastic, honey. But then we were late for a little story time, Michelle Reeves. And you know, Michelle looked at me. She was like, you're late. I was like, So I took Joshua and I put him over the fence for the security to take him.
No.
I was late, but I did just like this, straight to security. She looked at me. She was like, I did like this, right
you're
over
like,
the
I'm
fence.
I'm going to get that photo with Joshua and Michelle Obama. I'm going to get this photo.
Joshua was in the gate, sat in front of Michelle, and listened to the story. I was like, this.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh, Mother of the Year right there.
Yeah, right there. There's a picture somewhere because Barack did a fist bump and the photographer, but I couldn't get him. I was like, somebody give me the picture.
And you know, she couldn't work her iPhone. She was like,
Oh, it's frozen.
It was in my purse. Oh. Yeah, it was a mess.
Of course.
That's fun. Okay, after the break, we are going to celebrate National Puppy Day. And guess what? Puppies are going to be here. What can I say more? You don't want to miss this. Today is one of my favorite days of the year because it is National Puppy Day. Veterinarian Grant Dunbar is here and he brought some cute furry friends to help us celebrate. So tell us about these puppies. Who do we have here?
So this is Willa.
Yeah.
Willa is about 8 weeks old. And then she has her sister and brother over here.
Hi, guys. Okay, so are these all up for adoption?
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, and where can people find them if they want to get one of these puppies?
We're at Paw Works, and we're based at Thousand Oaks, California.
Paw Works, Thousand Oaks, California. Okay, so you star in this special called Pop My Pet. Now, it's kind of like Dr. Pimple Popper for
animals.
Dogs. Okay, explain this to me.
Yeah, so the show basically follows me and two other doctors while we perform a variety of surgeries on everything from alligators to dogs to cows.
Wow.
And we remove masses, pop big abscesses, and even explore some unknown growths.
Do you totally get why people are into this, or does it kind of surprise you how much people love this?
When it comes to the human side, humans kind of gross me out. So with the animals, I get it. I think it's a lot of fun, especially with the variety of animals we see. So.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so today what we're going to do with the help of our pets, we're going to put our puppies in the spotlight. We're calling this Puppy Pop Culture Prediction. So no pressure, but these pups are going to predict what happens next to some of the biggest celebrity couples out there. Okay, so each of our pups are going to take a turn, and they're going to be doing a prediction by going to the bowl that says yes or no. So first up, we have J-Lo and A-Rod. Will they stay together? Let's see what Willa says. Go, puppy, go! Go.
Here you go.
No. Good one. Are you thinking about it?
There she goes.
And the answer is yes. Okay. Now we know the future. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. Hi, baby. Hi, sweetie. Okay, so let's see the next one. Okay. Who do we have here? Oh.
You got her.
Harry and Meghan, will they ever reconcile with the royals?
All right.
Here we go, sweetie.
Ready?
You got this. What do you think? Oh, you like a ring? Yeah, I want it too. I do. Oh.
There you go. Oh.
Thinking about it, and no! Not. You're probably right about that one. I think things have changed a little bit. Okay, now we've got number three. Oh, okay, here we go. Courtney and Scott, there's a lot of questions. It never seems to go away. Will they ever get back together? Let's see what you say.
All right.
Oh, hi, baby. You got this. Thinking about it? Oh, do you like this? Okay. Oh, and no! That's so cute. Hi, sweetie. So cute. You guys, thank you for answering all of our pop culture questions.
Of course. Thanks for having us on.
Before we let you go, what are your tips for anyone who's thinking about adopting a dog?
I would say number one, do your homework. Figure out if you want a large dog or a small dog, young or old, because I think once you walk in there and see all the dogs, it's easy to get overwhelmed.
Yeah, you just want the first one.
You just want the first one. Exactly, the cutest dog you see. Two, I would say get your house prepared. So, you know, dogs, just like little kids, like to get in trouble. So you want to get all those things up off the ground. And three, find a good vet. Go and, you know, meet a veterinarian, get them examined as soon as you bring the dog home, and make sure your dog's nice and healthy.
Those are great tips. Thank you so much. You guys, Pop My Pet is streaming. Pop My Pet is streaming now on Discovery Plus, and a big thank you to Paw Works Rescue for bringing us these adorable puppies. Check them out if you guys are looking to adopt a dog. All right, still ahead. Is it okay to make a joint dating app profile with your best friend? Plus, the printed pantsuits trend is taking over Hollywood, but are we here for it? We'll try it or trash it later. Stick around. All right, welcome back. Today's Dear Daily Pop. Would you ever make a joint dating profile with your best friend? A Cosmopolitan writer tried it, says it is not worth the trouble. She and her BFF were kicked off apps, got hit up for lots of threesomes, and had to deal with twice as much trouble scheduling dates. So, what do you think? Is it ever okay to make a dating profile with a friend?
Yeah, my friend Q.
My friend Q, his picture before mine would be off the chain. I could do a bait and switch. Thinking, oh, you thought you were going to meet Joe? Oh, you thought you were meeting Joe? No, no, it's Justin.
But since we're here.
Since we're here.
I win you over with my personality.
Oh, absolutely. I've done it with my friend Stacy.
What? No, I think this is a terrible idea.
No, this is a great idea. I don't have time. Stacy does all the legwork for me.
And you show up for the date.
And I show up for the date. But she was like, she's a scheduler. She's like, I'm going to answer. I know her very well. I'm going to tell you what she likes. We can talk about it. And then you pop in. I don't have time.
Meanwhile, Stacy is married.
She's your assistant.
Stacy's married.
Basically, Stacy, your assistant.
You know why? Because she is the dating app queen. Yeah. Stacy has met all her men on these dating apps, so she knows how to do it. So she writes my profile, picks my picture. So there it is.
See, but what happens if you both show up to the date and you both are attracted to one of the guys?
Mm-hmm. Stacy is married. Stacy is not going anywhere.
And your person. What if there you might both be a problem. Like the same person?
You flip a coin.
That's called gay life. That happens all the time.
Okay.
Well, how do you settle the dispute?
You just let the, you know, natural selection.
No, it's
do
like
its thing.
You get this one, I get the next one.
Yeah.
Or you flip a coin.
You flip a coin. Okay.
I mean, it is what it is. So hey, fellas, if you're out there.
Let Stacy know.
Let Stacy know.
Email Stacy.
Email Stacy.
At KimWhitley.com.
A woman says her husband
cannot stop shopping. He was always a big spender, but he had a job, so she didn't say anything. But then he lost his job, and he did not change his habits. And now they are fighting nonstop about their finances. What do you do if your partner is obsessed with shopping?
I've had this happen to me before, and I'm gonna tell you the best thing to do. If your man is shopping, and let's say the amount is $5,000 and he thinks it's no big deal, what you have to do is you have to match his ass at that 5K. Now, pull that money out. Pull that money out on cash advances. Let him see that you took $5,000 out. Don't tell him what you took it out for. All of a sudden, your man's gonna wanna, let's have a conversation about finances because we both can't be doing this thing. Now, ladies, this is the most important part. This is the most important part. Keep that 5K in a nest egg. Don't give that 5K back. Let him pay for half that 5K, too. And keep it just in case you need a parachute. Because you never know.
I think you need to find out what the problem is. Because I shop.
Theory.
I'm an emotional shopper, but I'm not shopping at these high-end stores. I'm a drugstore shopper. I'm a Walmart, Target.
You go to CVS
Target.
And leave with $100.
As seen on TV.
I walk around every aisle and I just pick up stuff.
So
and it feels so good.
At 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, very late shop. And I just got a bunch of junk and then I put it on one of those websites and sell everything later. I don't know, there's a problem. You need to talk to the person and find out what the problem is.
No, you have to wake a man up because men are not talking about their issues.
Yeah, okay. I was reading about this and it seems like he goes to his credit card so that, you know, it just keeps going up on his credit card. So it's something under in his name. I mean, I think that one of the things is, I think this is a hard situation for a lot of couples, is that you guys need to pick another route. You could do Justin's route, or you could sit down, have a conversation, and pick like a goal. Like, what's a financial something that you both really, really want? And it can be something exciting that he wants too, like a new car or a boat or a bigger house, or you want to put the deck on the house or refinish it, whatever you want to do. And you guys work towards that goal, and you just come back, and you don't have to like pinpoint and bring up all the stuff that he's already bought. The damage is done, right? It's already happened.
But it's gonna happen. There is a problem. I'm trying to tell y'all from a person who does this, there is something deeper going on.
But if you knew you had a bigger goal, would that help?
No.
No.
She needs Dr. Ruth.
No,
she doesn't need a goal. She needs a doctor.
It's something, it's filling a void. There is something else.
So what's your void?
Huh?
What's your void?
Huh?
Yeah, what's your boy?
Well, it's been food, but since I'm on Weight Watchers, hey, WW, boom.
Now you're shopping.
Man, that was a man. So, therefore, there is a void. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
She's like, we're talking about the hypothetical couple.
Talk to the people what's next with that. Yeah, I can't take it.
All right. Well, maybe we didn't solve that problem for anyone. All right, up next, we're saluting the trail. Blazing women who have inspired us this year. Then boyfriend shirts. We've seen the hot trend on Shay, Gabrielle, and Chrissy. But how do we feel about them? Find out next. Welcome back. We are celebrating Women's History Month on Daily Pop with a look at some of the real-life Wonder Women inspiring us this year.
Real-life Wonder Women.
I am ready to get to work.
Blazing trails and doing it on their own terms.
We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation.
Several dynamic women have grabbed our attention this past year, from the White House to the gridiron and especially the TV.
Pardon me.
Forgive me.
We should all send Shonda Rhimes a thank you for introducing us to Bridgerton and that gorgeous cast. But let's not forget she's been blowing our minds for more than a decade with her hit shows. Her secret? Characters with a lot of depth, as she told NBC's Today.
I like people with opinions. I like people who are not afraid to argue or stand up for themselves. One of the things I'm really proud of is getting to put these images out there so that young women can see different versions of themselves.
While I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
Chucks, pearls, and a positive attitude, Vice President Kamala Harris has remained true to herself all the way to the White House. She credits another woman for where she is today.
And my mother, Shamala, raised my sister Maya and me to believe that it was up to us and every generation of Americans to keep on marching.
Kamala's big day also gave us the incredible Amanda Gorman. She's the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. The 22-year-old's poem, The Hill We Climb, touched everyone.
For there was always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Sarah Thomas became the first female ref in the Super Bowl this year. In the racing world, Brianna Daniels and Brianna O'Leary are the first two women to ever work in a Daytona 500 pit crew, which they celebrated with some sweet moves on Instagram. And a woman who is truly out of this world is Diana Trujillo. The aerospace engineer worked on the Mars rover, and she shared this family secret at the Makers Conference.
Lady was the name that my family put on me. The women of my family call me Lady Diana Trujillo. Their idea was that I was going to reach far beyond their expectations.
Oh, wow.
That impressive woman right
there. That was impressive. Made me feel like I didn't get my stuff together.
I'm like, what am I doing?
Oh, my God.
All right, it's time for some Tuesday trends. First, the boyfriend shirt. There are so many ways to wear this, and if you want to shop any of these looks on a budget, on any budget, pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen right now. Shay Mitchell, Gabrielle Union, Chrissy Teigen all put a little sexy twist on this trend. What do you think?
I always say try it. I love the boyfriend shirt. I think it's so classic. I don't think it's ever going out of style. And I also think when you wear it over top of swimwear, it kind of gives you an extra layer that looks a little Jackie O-ish.
Right, yeah. Right. I can't wear the boyfriend shirt. Shoulders too big. Then I look like the boyfriend. I'm not doing that look.
I don't know if I believe that. I like the boyfriend trend as well. I think it looks classy, chic, and kind of rich.
Yeah.
And you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a cute one at
Amen.
All.
No.
I'm going to CVS with Kim at 2 a.m.
I can't. It's not the same. See, that little bra they got on? It'd be a whole different situation over here. I'm not doing it. I can't take it.
All right. Keeping with the menswear theme, stars have been putting a twist on the classic pantsuit by opting for bold patterned prints. So Mindy Kaling, her, and Jesse James Decker have all worn the look.
Well, here's my problem when you're on a budget like I am. I would say try it, but once you wear it once, maybe twice, you can't really wear it again because then you become the girl who's wearing the printed suit that she brought last year.
Oh.
And you just cannot wear it again. It's not economical to me. So I'm gonna say trash.
I love it. Keep the tags on and take it back. Oh, not that I do that. Yeah. What? Huh? Well, I mean, since
Listen,
you said
I'm
that.
I'm with you, and a lot of them that fit really nicely are expensive. You can rewear them separately. You know, you could wear Mindy Kaling's jacket or any of those jackets with a different look with jeans or something like that.
Yes.
But you're right. It's to get a nice one, it's a bigger purchase.
So it's a bigger purchase.
You gotta love it and be ready to
love it.
Bring it back once a year.
And especially if you're a celebrity, you can only wear it in you know, one red carpet or one shot, but you can wear it to other things like baby showers and church.
Ain't nobody going to church.
All right, up next, the stars who are putting their breakup and cheating accusations all out there for the world to see. Is this okay? We'll debate after the break. Welcome back, Saweetie and Migos. Rapper Quavo are officially over after 2 years of dating. Saweetie announced she's single on Twitter, saying she's endured too much betrayal and, quote, presents don't band-aid scars and the love isn't real when the intimacy is given to other women.
Date a rapper, they said. It'll be great, they said.
Damn. Right.
That was to the point. After her post went viral, Quavo defended himself, tweeting, I had love for you and disappointed you did all that. You are not the woman I thought you were. I wish you nothing but the best.
Ow.
What do y'all think? Is there any reconciliation here?
Why are we doing it on Twitter? Did you block my number? Because why can't I tell you this just on a text?
No, sis. No. Run me that breakup on Twitter. Because if you go run me the relationship on Twitter and sell me magazine covers and sell me all kinds of stuff, I deserve to have this done out in public. I'm here for it.
I just think it makes it more of a mess when you do it on Twitter. Because I think that really hurts when you say, you're not the woman that I thought you were. Oh, the woman that's gonna allow you to cheat? Oh, yeah. My bad.
My bad. Was that supposed to be that?
Oh, I was supposed to be quiet and sit back and be like, oh yeah, thank you for the Bentley.
I think once you make it public like that, then the nail has already been put in the coffin. You know you are done with this person. I'm already almost eating my words because I'm thinking of some celebrities who have done this multiple times
and then
they get back together. 100%. So maybe I shouldn't say that, but for me personally, I'm not making a public announcement on social or anything like that unless I personally know I'm done.
And you got to make done. You actually can only do it when you are in another relationship. Mm. You have already moved on and you're in another relationship because when you do it and you're still single, you're vulnerable, she'll go back. Let me explain something. And keep that Bentley truck or whatever he gave you. Don't you give that back, child.
Girl, you better give that back. You know, he just rented that thing for short term. You know, that's the problem. Everyone's like, oh my God, he should ask for the car back. First of all, that's a lease. Second off, it's in his name. Sis, trust me, just give the car back because you could be driving at Saks, go in to shop, pick up, you know, some perfume or something, and you get back and that thing is repossessed. And you look like you didn't pay the bill.
Nah, you enjoy it while you can.
That happened to a girlfriend of mine. I'm not going to mention her name.
Not Sherry.
It was another one. She was married to a prince. Something happened. But she gave her this big Bentley, and then it wasn't finished being paid for, and she had to pay the bill. I was like, oh, no. I was like, he didn't pay cash for that? So, first of all, women, when you're out there and they give you a gift, say, I need the pink slip with that gift.
Right,
and make sure
exactly.
My name's on it.
Yeah, and make sure my name is on
it. Otherwise, you take it back.
I saw his mama's name was on the car. I went in the glove compartment. I was like, oh, this your mama's car.
Hey, guys, tomorrow's going to be a great show. It's been 15 years since Hannah Montana, so we're going to look back at the show that made Miley a star. Plus, we've got her mom and her sister joining us live. Plus, we have a surprise guest that you guys are going to love. I don't know what's happening here. Check out Natalie Poppit tonight at 11:30. See you tomorrow. Bye.
I hate you.